Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
This is the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. With me, Lindsay Perry once again. Lindsay, a question in from Simon. He said, "Hi, Brad and Lindsay. I've been inspired by both of you to try my hand at triathlons. I'm training for 70.3 in Calgary, Canada, which is in July 2016. He says he's run comrades three times in the last 3 years, and he's training for a bronze for next year. His question is this: would swimming and biking be regarded as strength training as part of your training programs for comrades? And he wanted to, yeah, that's basically what he's asking. And yeah, I don't know if that would count or if you would have to add them in as extra training days."
Yeah, I wouldn't count those as strength training, but the swimming and cycling would be excellent cross training. And to be honest, you probably get away with doing a little bit less mileage because you're going to be at a much better general level of preparedness because of the swimming and cycling. But for the down run in particular, I would still look at having some actual strength training, whether it be body weight exercises or some weights, but you can't really consider those as strength training. They may make you a stronger runner, but what we talk about in the comrades programs, when we're talking about doing strength training, is actually physically making your legs stronger to handle eccentric loading or the pounding of the down run. So, I wouldn't count it as strength training, but it's very, very, very good cross training, and it will certainly help improve your overall status and your running.
Brilliant. Simon, I hope that helps. Good luck on that journey. Yeah, the 70.3 journey is fantastic. It'll definitely help you running too. Of that, I've got no doubt. It's done that for me. So thanks for being in touch. Don't forget, you can get your question in too. All you have to do is head over to AskCoachPerry.com, submit it there, and we could be answering it next time out.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.